I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Anne Marlow for the Hudson Institute is in Benghazi, the large and extremely boisterous seaside city in Libya, in Cyrenaica, that is the center of the Transitional National Council's work with the NATO coalition to oust Gaddafi from Tripoli, some 1,000 kilometers to the west of where Anne is. The stalemate on the battlefield, as we understand it, continues, with NATO asking for more attack jets from the United States, with Qatar said to be supplying anti-tank missiles, French-made anti-tank missiles, to the rebels to fight Gaddafi's mercenary army, and also with the liberated people of Libya asking for airstrikes on Misrata, the town that is under siege 1,000 miles to the west of Anne. Anne Marlow has been in Benghazi for several days now, speaking to the people who are establishing civil society after 43 years of abuse and tyranny by Gaddafi and his cronies. Anne, a very greetings to you in Benghazi. What can you tell us about the younger people and the women and the families of Benghazi as they create a new world?
Thank you, John, for having me on the show again. Well, the mood here is very upbeat. I actually saw three generations of women in one family here who were active in the revolutionary cause. The youngest, a young woman named Shada, is a very talented painter, but she's also an electrical engineering student, just 19 years old, and she took me around to some of her friends who are organizing volunteers to feed the displaced families here. They feed about 200 families, which amounts to, in this country, a rather large family, around 1,600 people. And they have pretty much organized themselves, starting from a small group of friends who branched out. Now 25 or 30 people are involved in that effort, funding it out of their own money, you know, local businessmen, that kind of thing. Shada's mom is a organizer of women's, women's events here, you could say, including a lot of demonstrations. In fact, I sort of stumbled upon a demonstration that she organized, which started at around 5 o'clock. And that was about 100 women of Benghazi, who are parading, holding signs, saying thank you, group, for okaying the weapons for, you know, our cause. And it was a fascinating sight. Women in every type of dress, ranging from the niqab, the face veil and abaya, all the way to young women wearing jeans with a jacket and no headscarf at all. First time I've actually seen that in numbers here. And they're going to be ordering an even bigger demonstration tomorrow, which will be a very unusual event here, because it's a mixed demonstration of men and women, not a separate women's group. They refer to the demonstration plan for tomorrow as an intifada, an uprising, not using the Arabic word for demonstration. And they are hoping that this is a nationwide event, even extending to Tripoli, where, of course, it could be very, very dangerous for people to come out into the streets against the Gaddafi regime.
And these families you've made contact with, do they have people in their families on the front lines and participating in the resistance throughout Cyrenaica?
They have family here in Benghazi and in Derna, which is a liberated city as well, a lot smaller and more conservative city, a few hours from here. They themselves used to live in Tripoli, and as a matter of fact, they moved from Tripoli to Benghazi around the 20th of February because, as they put it, there was nothing going on in Tripoli, and they wanted to be part of the revolution here. Interesting family, oddly upper class. I met the grandmother, who is a housewife. She's never worked outside the home. Her husband was a diplomat. He was the commercial attaché for Libya in Belgium and in Malta for years. So she speaks very good English. And her daughter, the lady who's organizing women here, is getting her doctorate in accounting, and her husband runs what seems to be an accounting firm, as best I could understand, here. In Tripoli, but he left his work to come here and organize for the revolution as well.
I'm speaking with Anne Marlowe of the Hudson Institute, and Anne has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal within these last hours. She's been reporting from Benghazi since the end of last week, and she's looking to an event called an intifada on Friday, Libya time, which is traditionally the time after prayers. Friday is like a Sunday in the United States. That is the day that you go to the mosque. The men go to the mosque to hear prayers, and then afterwards there's family get-togethers. And so that would be a traditional time to be out and demonstrating or at least protesting the Tripoli regime. And can you tell whether these people are making plans for the future? Do they have a vision of their lives after Gaddafi is gone?
I would say they do, but it is fragmentary and this particular family have lived outside Libya. The mother and daughter and son have lived in Egypt and in Turkey, so they have a better idea of what it is to live in at least a semi-free society, a society where there are elections. I've talked with them about that a bit. They are able to envision certain kinds of social change. In fact, the young girl, Shada, said that she knows classmates at the university, male classmates, who used to tell me thought women's place was in the home, but after seeing women involved in these demonstrations, they now think women can play a greater role in public life. Now, mind you, in Libya, men and women actually get equal pay for equal work. So there's certain things that aren't really at issue here. What's issue here is more women's participation in public, women's going into the streets, women's mingling with men in the public sphere. And as far as form of government, everyone seems to insist that they want to elect their government. They don't want any more dictators of any kind. No one has been very specific about what, precisely how that's going to work, what it would be like to have a judicial system where cases are fairly according to something they don't really know anything about. So I would say they are vague. There is a special committee of the Transitional Council that is mandated to look into writing a new constitution. I was able to talk briefly with one of those members, but he didn't have much concrete to say. But these are well-educated people who usually have degrees from outside of Libya. They are familiar, at least academically, with a form of government could and should look like. They just don't have the lived experience.
Anne Marlowe of the Hudson Institute is in Benghazi, reporting on the families in Benghazi, because this city is much swelled with people coming to it after the start of the resistance to Gaddafi. The war continues. The civil war continues well away from Benghazi, but the transformation of Libya is far more profound for the long term, looking to the day when Gaddafi is in the International Criminal Court at The Hague facing charges of war crimes. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.